This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Rach is in the studio today in the 1 o'clock. We're a man down. Andrew is at home suffering from either food poisoning or norovirus.
No.
Hasn't shown itself yet, but it's the old both ends.
Man, we spoke that into existence. Huh?
Double barrel.
We spent a lot of time talking about norovirus for some reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been a story, you know? It's been going around, people.
I also love that it's either food poisoning or norovirus. Or nothing else. Like, in our minds.
Yeah,
anyway.
There's no other alternative.
It's one of those two things.
Yeah. Did he tell you what he ate?
Yeah, and it wasn't much. So, and it was at a good place.
Because wasn't he fasting yesterday?
He was similar.
Like, for some of the day.
He had one meal.
Right, right.
And then he had beef jerky.
Right.
Which I doubt that was it, a package thing. So, yeah, it's probably neuro. Plus, he said it started last night around 9.
Oh.
And it's still going. So times I've had food poisoning, it was like a bad 8.
Usually,
and then
yeah.
that was about it.
Usually, yeah, it's over fast.
Yeah. So
purge and then.
So the best to him. Hopefully he's, getting rest. Oof. And
that's the worst.
I'm living in fear. Like, for real. Like, between the flu, and it's been a long time since I've had the actual flu. Like, the put you on your butt for 7 days kind of thing. So.
Well,
fingers crossed.
Good luck to all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
at least we don't work in a hermetically sealed room.
If it makes you guys feel better, like weeks ago, four weeks ago, Susan had it and I never got it and we live in the same house.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was just talking to our boss, Steve. He's in Florida and his wife has it.
Oh.
And he hasn't got it. So,
dude, that's the worst on vacation, too.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's being away worse from than home. Being sick on vacation.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago, probably like 2004-ish, the NBA awards were down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and they sent me down there, and I was supposed to be on a panel.
You were in the NBA?
Yes, and I was voted most unlikely. but I got as sick, like throw-up sick as I've ever been at Tantara. Mm-hmm. And after 2 days, I decided, screw this. I'm just driving home. Phoebe was a little baby. And I took, the ice bucket and filled it with ice water and a wash rag and just drove the 3 or 4 hours home and just kept putting it on the back of my neck. It was awful. Oh, my God.
That's
so
miserable.
Bad.
Oh, man. I can't imagine driving
it
like that.
It was terrible. Oh. It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
Like, halfway there, I'm like, this was a really bad decision.
Yeah.
Well,
made those bad decisions before.
What's the incubation period on this? 6 weeks?
12 to 48.
Okay, good.
Days? Oh, 48 hours?
Yeah.
I heard that most people, it's between 6 and 12 for norovirus,
though. Yeah, I heard
it's
quick.
Like, it's quick.
Yeah.
Really quick, which is at least a little bit of grace.
If I do get sick tomorrow, do I get to kill Andrew?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Then he becomes a werewolf.
Might be worth it. Oh, really?
Not to derail, but I will say, looking at Glover's quarter zip that he's got on, I looked at it several times. I thought it said Trumpism. And I was like,
so many people have
really
said that.
Really? Yeah. I was like, Trumpism. Yeah.
I heard, I'm not going to say who, but I heard through the grapevine
yeah.
that someone here didn't like me because I'm always wearing Trump clothing. And it's Triumph, the motorcycle company. And so my friend said, no, that's not what it says. It says
100%
Triumph.
Looks like Trumpism. Uh-huh.
Man,
yeah.
Talk about that. What's that psychological effect? Do you see what you expect
Pareidolia.
To see? Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
Triumph. It's a motorcycle company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I think it's nice. What my dad had.
They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've
it was
had
also
a
band.
Yes, a really good band.
Yeah, you don't have their band merch?
Nope.
And it's the Insult Comic Dog.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's great.
Also, shout out, there's a brand new Asian place at Tucker and Locust called Asian Arts, and my friend Rachel and I were the first diners they've ever had. Today was a grand opening.
Wow.
We walked in exciting. At 11 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was excellent and cheap. It's like 10
really?
Bucks for a meal.
Wow.
Which... 2025.
That's
pretty
super
good.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Wow. Did people come in while you were there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quite a few. Not like packed, but quite a few.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when new places open up down here because there aren't really a ton of other than the KFC.
we've covered that.
Yeah, we've covered that because Amy is. She's really rude about it, to be honest.
Quite, yeah.
But there are Chris is across the street, but there just isn't a lot here in terms of restaurants.
Kind of got to drive.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So good. We need more of that.
And of course, driving downtown is a delight. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You don't think about it much, but if you drive down Olive straight into the heart of downtown, that road is really tight.
Yes, it is.
These roads are not built for
no.
cars.
They're still very 1920s
yeah.
kind of thing.
They really are. You don't realize it unless you come down here.
Oh, got a text from Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Still going.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah,
bad.
Poor guy.
No bueno.
He probably does feel rotten, huh?
Man.
It's, yeah, poor guy.
He said he didn't sleep either, and he watched an entire season of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man. He'll forever connect those two things.
I know.
You know what? And if I feel that kind of sick, not like sore throat or cold or whatever, but if I feel like the stomach sick, I don't want to watch anything. I can't watch any. I can't. It's like I can't take it in, can't enjoy it. I just don't. I think I just lay there.
I pretty much lay there and howl like a wolf.
Yeah. Dave's at home.
Oh, I am. Everyone in the family knows. Just, it really is. It's like I'm turning into a werewolf. I'm just thrashing and moaning and gnashing my teeth.
It made me think of the meme. Have you ever seen this, Ranj? Where this guy's like, I'm so glad that you get to be pregnant and go through delivery so you can know what it feels like when I have the flu.
Yeah.
It's a husband saying this to his wife is really pretty comical.
I mean, the flu is
a lot
pretty
of dudes
difficult.
Are pretty. A lot of us are pretty soft when we get sick.
Few things worse than the walk to the bathroom. Now,
when
worse,
you're that in that state,
worse is the run. To
I was
going to
say it's not a walk a lot
but,
of times.
But after a few episodes, you know it's coming, and it's just like that. Just sort of the giving in. You're like, okay, let's do this. Here we go.
I'm definitely in the, you know what, I'm just going to sleep on the bathroom floor for the next few hours.
Do you? I've done that drunk, but I've never done that just from
No, I've done it from the sake. I'm just like, I'm going to be back here in whatever amount of time. I'm just going to
get a blanket and a pillow.
Put a blanket down. Yep. Get as far away from the toilet as you can and curl up.
I think one of the worst when you're that kind of sick is when you finally, you know, get sick and you feel fine. You feel like, oh, that's a relief. I feel so much better. And then it slowly builds back up again.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get sick again. That is the worst.
It is.
Oh, I hate that.
One of my worst throw-ups was I was probably...
What an opening segment.
The worst throw-up.
No, but I can't describe to you how bad I used to be. So bad that my mom and dad would like hold me like a wild animal. And I was in junior high. I had to be because I was wearing a retainer. And they were holding me out of the toilet, and when I threw up, the retainer came out, and then my dad flushed it, and got so mad at me. I'm sick, obviously, and I'm just laying there shivering. My dad's like, that thing cost $500. I'm like, well, you're the idiot that flushed it. Like, not that I wanted to fish it out, but...
The good news is people are going to be so relieved when we talk about politics and Trump again.
Yes.
Please talk about
Trump. Please talk
Donald
about Trump.
Trump.
As long as it's not about him throwing up.
Look, I hate it when you talk about Trump. Would you rather we talk about throw up? No, that's okay.
I will say this. It's not even about politics. It's about everything. So I am not much of a busybody when it comes to people I know. I'm not a big, like, oh, did you hear that, blah, blah, blah. I'm totally like that for people I don't know, like public figures. I don't know why I'm so emotionally affected by what famous people do or politicians do. Like, it really gets to me. I have a good friend who recently just stopped watching all news, and it's really helped her mental health. We can't, because we have to do a show every day and we have to know things. But yeah, are you guys like that? Like, it's not just me knowing what's going on. I'm emotionally affected. I get angry. I get annoyed. I get scared a little bit sometimes. And I just, like, I don't know. I haven't always been like that.
Not with the national, no, not with those politicians. I don't know if there's an element of separation. I know what they do affects us and affects people around us, which is frustrating. But I mean that visceral, this is not good for my health, to be completely honest. Like a story this morning about like sexual assault crimes, you know, crimes against children. The local news stories that's in your, you know, your neighborhood, your city, and they're horrific. Those are the ones that I actually have to turn off. Those are the ones that get me, like, Trump, whatever. Okay, you know, and you're like, what's going on in Washington? And I get it. It's a big deal, and we can talk about it and know that it has consequences. But it doesn't actually affect me to a point where it's almost overwhelming. And that's how I feel when I hear about local stories about abuse, especially like rape and stuff. Like, I can't handle that. I literally had to turn it off this morning because I got so
upset. I know
the
story you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't. I had to turn it off. I turned it off. I couldn't do it.
Like, here's my latest one. Amy, you're a Christian. You can help me out with this. I need to know what level of hell I'm going to, because I cannot stand Elon Musk's kid. Like, I had real emotions towards him. First of all,
the little kid who was in the Oval Office?
Yeah, the one rubbing his boogers on the Resolute desk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. No, I just saw a still of the kid in the office. That's all I saw was the still.
He is two knuckles deep in his nose, and then he wipes it on the Resolute desk while Trump is sitting there. And then he says something. People are saying that he says, "You're not the president, go away." That's a little bit sophisticated.
I know what you're talking about. He said something like, shush your mouth.
Shush your mouth.
What was he talking to Trump?
He was looking right at him.
Okay.
What we don't know is if there was somebody off camera.
It might have been somebody off camera.
Yeah. See, it's interesting because if that was literally anybody else's kid, we probably don't feel that way about it.
Imagine like if Kamala had won and Oprah showed up with her cat. It's like, and here's Elon, and I get the whole thing's weird, but I'm pretty much of a traditionalist and an institutionalist, and I like the Mitt Romneys of the world, and I want them to be statesmen and better than me. And then here's this guy, I know he's the richest guy in the world, but wearing a ball cap and a t-shirt and his crappy little kids snotting everywhere. Like, I just don't, and I got emotional over that. Not like emotional, but I couldn't stand him. Like, it really bothered me.
I wasn't irritated by, I guess, the kid, because I guess he was young enough, but Elon, yeah. Yeah, that's irritating that Elon did that. And I'm also irritated that between Elon and Trump, they have 17 kids with I don't know how many different women. So you can't tell me that he values what it means to be a father and a mother and a household when he's like, oh, I'll give my sperm to my secretary so she can do with what she wants to do with that. Like, it's perverted. Elon and Trump have, I don't care, we're not talking politics here. From a family standpoint, have a very perverted view of marriage, husband, wife, kids.
For me, when it comes to Elon, it is and the whole episode you're talking about with his kid, which he probably should have corralled a little bit while he was doing that, or not have him in there because he was talking to reporters, so talking to people, talking to the rest of us. The thing that bothers me is I think a lot of times he shows pretty poor judgment. And I don't care how much money he has. I don't think he should be unilaterally in charge of deciding which of these government programs don't belong anymore. Why should I trust his judgment for that? Because really, it's his and his alone, it seems like. I know he's got a staff of people, and we don't know who any of them are. But why why should I trust him to be able to make the call of whether or not this organization exists or that one does, when these organizations have been around for a long time and many of them have helped a lot of average people?
How is it not a conflict of interest that a government contractor is in there making those decisions?
Oh, it's
he's apparently, there's a chance that he's going to get a $400 million contract for the bulletproof cars, armored Teslas.
Yeah.
How can you possibly not, how is that not a conflict of interest?
If this were anybody else, if this were the other side, the same people cheering it on would be losing their damn
and
minds.
And they'd be right.
Yes, they would be.
Yeah, they'd be right. I mean, like, but we've given up on, this is kind of the whole problem, we've given up on applying consistent rules to each side all the time. It's when my team does it, it's fine. When the other team does it, it's wrong. And that's where we are as a country.
Amen.
That's just what it is. And, you know, whether it's executive orders, whether it's just general policy, even if it's legislated, if the other team does it, it's wrong. If my team does it, it's just fine.
Here's a weird thing to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it. I had this thought yesterday. I was asking Chris where he grew up in Granite, and he told me next to Wilson Park, which is a very nice park. My old Christian rock band used to play there in the skating rink, and you could have been a kid, like, coming to see the band. Like, that would have been pretty funny.
Ronji was known for going to see the Christian rock bands.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I was, yeah.
And then,
Striper.
Given the weather yesterday, I picked Rach up and took her home, and she lives by a park. I live by a park. And it just struck me, driving home from dropping Rach off last night, it's such a cool thing that we do that. Like, I know that sounds so dumb and simple, but just taking real estate that could have been sold and put houses on, it's just cool that we do that. And then the national parks with, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and things like that, like, well done. Parks are nice.
Parks are nice.
I do think, like, having those things, though, does increase the value of the property around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? If it was all gone, then maybe all the property is a little less valuable because there's not an attraction there.
Good point.
Yeah. But it's still good that it's done. It would suck if it was like a city planet.
I hope people appreciate Forest Park. I'm not sure people realize, sort of like the zoo, we talk a lot about how great the zoo is, but Forest Park is just killer.
And the history in it.
Yeah.
You know, having the fair and the buildings that are still there from it, or the, you know, the giant Ferris wheel that we had. Apparently a big pillar of that is buried somewhere in the park and they don't know where it is.
Yes. I've always
heard. I love the idea of finding that.
I've always heard that it's along Skinker? Yeah, so that it's along Skinker on that long par 5. That's what I've always heard. Like when I went to Wash U, that was the legend.
They could figure that out, right?
You think so?
You think it'd be close.
Use some LIDAR and...
Yeah, they had to just shove it over, right?
Right, you would think, like, why would you bury it far away from where it was?
It didn't make a lot of sense.
Take this big heavy thing and slide it somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a nerd for the 1904 World's Fair. It seems impossible. Like when you see the photos, it just doesn't even seem... Mm-hmm.
I always think about how people around the world got that stuff there, right? Because it's so easy for us to ship or to, you know, fly things somewhere, but these people had to drag it.
Well, and I didn't realize, too, like there's a part of the park, or excuse me, the fair that was supposed to look like the Alps. So they built these fake mountains, and if you were in the town, it looked like there were mountains. And the pictures of it are just mind-boggling. Have you seen they have Judy Garland's dress at the History Museum?
Oh,
the
red dress
from when she sings Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Meet Me in St. Louis.
It's there till, I think it leaves this month, right? But it's, it's there.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And the gift shop at the History Museum
is kick-ass.
Oh, my gosh. I did so much Christmas shopping there.
Yeah.
And then I think about just how much, I mean, think about that history, 1904, the things that were invented or introduced here, hot dogs, ice cream cones, all that stuff. And what St. Louis really could have turned into.
Yes, it's a sad story.
I mean, just going back 120 years.
We were supposed to have been Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we screwed that up with the whole rail thing.
We kind of Eberflused it.
Did we ever? We could have been the rail center of the country. And chose the.
We said the riverboat was the way of the future, though.
Yeah, let's just go north south.
And then we crapped on the idea of Disney.
Well,
that just doesn't seem like it would have worked.
Well, you never know, man. You never know.
It was supposed to be an indoor thing,
was it?
Yeah. So, and close to the riverfront. Nope. So it would have been open year round, from what I understand.
Maybe that would have saved the steamboats.
But the whole reason they didn't do
Steamboat
it,
Steamboat Willie,
according to the history, is August Bush at the time didn't want it there because they weren't going to sell beer.
Yep. Hmm.
It's so. I feel like everything we do in this city historically is so short sighted, and it's painful when you think about it.
Sure fits the current
state
of things.
It's our DNA as a city for 100+ years.
We need glasses.
We got to change that. We need to make a big move. Let's build an arch.
Second arch.
What could we even build? Like, what could you even put here that would do that? Like that, I'm
Bring
being
back
serious.
The Riverboat McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh,
that would revitalize
that
the
would
Riverboat.
That would 100%
make me happy.
Yeah. Bring it back.
I think what wasn't the idea, the main idea for what to do with the Rams settlement money was to build a second arch.
Yeah, that was our idea that Matt Majeski came up with and people supported
it. And
it
was either dueling arches.
Either you have one next to it and then it looks like a big croquet set. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a mallet.
We would do nesting
or one
nesting arches.
Yes, yeah. One smaller arch inside the bigger arch.
And then you could keep progressively getting smaller.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
132 DGS, happy Thursday. Pretty out there, cold. Weekend's going to be okay in the next week. Have you seen the forecast? Like, highs in the teens, wind chills zero.
Love it.
Really? Do you?
Love winter. Lean into it.
I knew you loved winter. I didn't know you loved the bitter.
Tell you, it makes you feel alive.
Sunny and 18 degrees is...
You guys should be at Anchorage.
I thought about going there. Is by far superior than, let's say, 34 and rainy, which is fine for being cozy. But if it's 18 and sunny, like you said, it makes you feel alive.
I'm into it.
Me too.
Yeah, you're going to love next week.
No problem.
Yeah, great.
I think people look... I think you look cooler with a bunch of layers on.
Do you?
Yeah, I think you look put together. Hmm. It's easy to pretend like you're a successful person when you can wear coats and scarves.
That's true.
More successful in the winter.
Siri, if you put on a scarf,
yeah,
you look like you know what you're doing.
Right, you have a sense of style.
That's right.
It's like putting glasses on.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. When I wear a coat and a hat and a scarf, I'm like, people don't know that I'm like not... I'm the most successful person in the city right now. That's how I feel. And in the summer, I'm like, I'm sweaty and bloated and gross.
I just realized I don't have any nice clothes. I don't.
I don't want any.
I have my blazer, and that's it.
You don't have a suit?
I haven't owned a suit in 25 years.
You haven't had a suit in 25 years?
No, you don't know the story. I borrowed a suit from my friend Matt McDonald.
Yes, please tell this story.
And I had it altered to fit me.
Oh, yeah.
He thought it was hilarious. His wife did not.
Yeah.
That's so
He's
amazing.
Like, honey, you just have to know him.
Did you just think that that's what you were supposed to do, or did you think it was funny?
I didn't think a lot.
The suit doesn't fit. Better get it altered. I love that. Because that's you want to talk about leaning in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even, I very rarely alter my own clothes, much so someone else's.
It's pretty preposterous. I would never even think
to
do that.
I think it's so preposterous, you have to respect it, right?
I know, yeah. Like, wow.
That's how Matt was. He was like, I'm going to give this one to you.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
Didn't see it coming.
You had my suit altered, all right. Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I haven't owned a suit in 25 years. I just have my blazer and I wear jeans with it. And
is that because you haven't been a lawyer in 25 years?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like
I need one,
this.
Though. I mean, at this point, it's not cute anymore. Like, I need one for weddings and funerals.
You're at the point
such.
Now where you just got it's. You do what you want.
Well, think about this. Every time there's ever an event, and it says business casual or whatever, and you think, oh, can I pull off jeans here and a blazer? And you think, nah, I probably shouldn't do that. I'll put on slacks. And you show up. There's always somebody with jeans on.
Yeah, it's true.
And a polo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So far, I've been okay. Like, I don't MC as many events as I used to, but I would always tell them that I don't accept money. If you're going to give me money, I'll donate it back. That's one rule, which I'm proud of. And the second one is I'm wearing jeans and a blazer, and if that's not okay, then I understand. And everyone's always been okay with
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, even black tie events.
Those are the worst. Why do we do that?
Do you have a suit?
What do you mean?
I have a suit. For weddings and funerals.
Does it fit you now that you're yoked?
I don't know.
You better.
I haven't put it on in a while. Maybe.
Better cut the sleeves.
You should give that to me and let me alter it.
I don't know if I can try to button it. But it's not going
to
work.
You have to issue goggles to people around you. Yeah. Case buttons snap off.
Kevin, what would it take for you to just rent a tuxedo and just go to dinner?
That had to be really special. Like, that'd be some, like, life-changing thing for somebody.
What if it's not life-changing? What if Susan walked up to you crying?
I mean, I'd do anything. I do anything.
What about my birthday?
Yeah.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
No. Unless it's like the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos, I would do that.
No.
Like I'd wear the orange one.
His birthday's next month. We should all wear suits.
And we're going to Pasta House.
That'd be
so fun.
That sounds really fun.
That would be so fun.
Go to that.
I would do that. I
that actually honest sounds God, like a lot of fun.
Honest to God, for the bit, it might be worth it.
No, no bit. I just,
the Glover six Show, of, Chris
six
and
of
Amy.
Us showing up at a pasta house in tuxedos.
I think we should all be dressed up. And yeah. It should be like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that people don't think we're on the way
but
to something.
But Rachel and I get to wear tuxedos, too. We don't have to wear dresses. We
there you
get
go.
To wear tuxedos.
Yeah.
Nice.
Party of six, please.
Right. We have six penguins for 6 o'clock reservation under the name Ranji.
You're like, this is the oldest prom I've ever seen.
We called in for the reservation and left it under Mr. Penguin. Yeah, we are the penguin party.
Speaking of being emotional about something, I think I got taken again. Yesterday, I was sucked in by the Kanye AI. I thought it was real.
The celebrities.
The celebrity
T-shirt.
Thing.
Okay, yeah.
So my TikTok's telling me that Dave Portnoy, who I can't stand, is going to have a boxing match between Patrick Mahomes' dad and John Rocker. Have you seen this?
Yeah. So I saw that they got into a fight. They almost threw fists on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And they both seem like very unsavory characters. They both just seem gross. So I don't know. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, between his brother and his dad,
kidding.
I mean, I would be like, dude.
He's got a lot.
Did Paul Mahomes, did he play?
Pat Mahomes?
Pat Mahomes. Did he play with John Rocker?
I don't think they were teammates, but they played around the same time. Okay. Yeah.
Did they dislike each other?
They're roughly the same age. I have no idea. I don't know.
But like John Rocker went out to shake his hand. I think he must have said something because his response to the fight afterwards was, well, Pat Mahomes can't take a joke or whatever. But of course, Rocker had that SI interview where he's just spewing racist nonsense.
He's a real turd.
Yeah. So I don't know. But then they're like, well, they're really going to fight. Is that
evidently
true?
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
They've got some event, a barstool event. I forget what it's called, Rough and Rowdy or something stupid. Which
terrible. They do that every year.
Yeah, and apparently they're going to square off there. I don't know what Pat Mahomes' fight game is, but I hope he's good because John Rocker's huge.
Yes.
John Rocker looked.
He is a huge dude.
Yes, he is.
And I mean, he's like 6'4", too. He's not like, he's jacked, but he's also a huge person. But he's also a dumb person, so, you know, maybe that's an advantage.
But he also sounds like an angry person.
He always has been.
Which is also scary. Yeah. Anger is scary to me.
Yeah.
But he's an old person.
I mean, what's he in his 40s?
John Rocker?
Yeah.
I thought he's at least in his 50s. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think he's around my age if I'm
there's only
remembering the
so
career
long
timing correctly.
A 50-year-old can fight. Right? I've got a good 30 seconds
he's
in me.
He's exactly 50. Well, yeah, but he's facing another guy who's also the same age.
Yeah, but they'll just be...
Yeah, it'll be a 3-round thing.
Because
Pat Mahomes Senior, I feel like he's kind of skinny.
That's what I thought. I was going to say he looks skinny, especially compared to Rocker.
Yeah. There's a big difference in. They're not in the same weight class. Let's put it that way.
We should do that and have Andrew box Wiggins.
Are they comparable? I don't really know Wiggins that well.
We could all square off. We'll just challenge different radio stations.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, though. If I'm Pat Mahomes Sr., on principle, you should not be doing that just because of who your son is.
Yes.
100%.
It's a clown show. Like, let John Rocker be a clown. Let them do their thing. And I get it. He was an athlete in his own right. All that kind of stuff. I'm sure he's got his ego and his pride and all that. But, I mean... Like, your son is the biggest sports star in the United States. And why do you need to have this attached to him? Because it is. Whether you like it or not, it is. Just like Patrick Mahomes' stupid little brother was attached to him no matter what.
They got rid of that.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yep.
If I were in young Pat's position, I'd be calling Dad like, dude, you got to not do this.
On the phone with his brother, too.
I don't need this.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's all. He just keeps calling. Don't do that.
Because, I mean...
I do feel for him, for Patrick.
Yeah.
I mean, his wife seems like a lot, his dad, his brother. Like, I feel for the guy.
Yeah.
He seems to have handled it all,
to a level because, you know, I mean, everything else is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him.
Life is good, you know?
Well, I mean, last Sunday wasn't... He was bad.
Yeah, but, like... I didn't lose the Super Bowl, and I bet he still had a better Sunday than I did. I feel like losing the Super Bowl.
I don't know. What did you do Sunday?
Well, I watched the Super Bowl, went to Planet Fitness.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure his Sunday was
from the
was
Super Bowl
better
party.
Yeah, you may have had a better Super Bowl Sunday than him, quite honestly.
See, Travis Kelce's taking crap because he didn't go to the Chiefs after party. He got on a Zoom call with the Chainsmokers, the band.
Okay.
And I don't know why that's bad, but yeah, people are really mad at him.
But like, why?
I guess one, because he didn't go to the after party.
Sorry, but why was he on the phone call with the
Chainsmokers? Oh, I guess he's friends with them?
Yeah, they're apparently buddies.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I think people expected him to be more sad. You know, like, you shouldn't be out there doing that.
I would say go with your team. I mean, be a team for at least for a little bit.
I think that's the fair point. It's not about whether you look happy or not. I mean, like,
just be a team.
You win when you're a part of a team. You should do things with the team until the team things are done.
Well, okay. Wouldn't you consider that, you know, final whistle? That's it, right?
I don't know what the expectations are. I think
a party is optional.
I don't know what the custom is. I'm sure it's not in his contract that he has to do it, but I don't know what's customary after a Super Bowl if the losing team, but they get together for an hour or two and then they all go. I don't, if that's the custom and it's known, you probably should do that. If it's not, if it's just random and it's not a thing, well then who cares? I just don't know that. I don't know that part of the team dynamic. And if like, let's put it this way. If every other guy is there and you're not, what does that say?
Right. Also, how many people are in the Chainsmokers?
Two, right?
Are they related?
And could you not Zoom them later?
I know, that's what I mean.
Were they not going to take your call 2 hours later?
In my head, he's like on a Zoom with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros where there's like 14 of them. I don't know why this is weird to me.
I mean,
so weird.
It's fine. It's not like a crisis or anything. It's just, you know, I think that if you're on a team, be a part of the team until the team activities are done. Otherwise, you're going to get questions about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to accept that.
Hold on a second. Who's that band you just mentioned?
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
I got nothing.
Yes, you guys know who they are.
Rachel?
A big band.
You know, the Home song.
I actually don't know, like, their music, but I've heard of it.
You would know the song Home. I would sing it, but you won't know it if I sing it because I can't
do
sing.
It.
No.
I've literally never heard that name before.
Yeah,
you just said it.
The Home is wherever I'm with you.
Oh, that's one of those throwaway songs that I completely ignore every time I hear
well,
it.
Well, that's the famous one, but they've got other songs that nobody cares
I'm
about.
I'm sure they're better.
That is exactly the kind of band you would like.
Yeah.
The Chris and Amy vibe is unlike. It's unlike.
That's because the only real band is Muse.
Muse is unbelievable.
Bro. Have you seen Muse, bro? Bro.
Unbelievable.
I was in Chicago and we saw Muse, bro.
Saw him here too. Chaffetz Arena. Awesome band.
Yeah.
Arguably the best live rock band going today. They're awesome.
Remember when I played Muse on the show, Dave, and you said, stop playing your drug music?
Drug music?
Yes. I don't remember that. Sounds like something I'd say.
Drug music? I'd love to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, you got to watch Rachel. She's always trying to influence it in the drug direction, so...
You know, our good friend Ben Boyd,
uh-huh.
I would just say he did text and say, Kevin fitting in a suit, he barely fits in a door frame.
It's true.
That's the most Ben Boyd thing I've ever heard.
It's only the second time he's used it. Yeah, he said that to me the other day when he was in.
I would like to see you in a suit, though.
You don't want to see
that. You look like Kingpin, Batman's foil.
I just
look
a bowling ball with
legs. Like a giant square.
Like a tie on a safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
152 DGS. We were just talking about Chris's love of drug-addled music. If you're driving to Chicago, all of you, by yourself, and you're going to listen to one artist, you can't listen to more than one, who you pick? Are you Slipknot?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep. I know you're Slipknot. From the original all the
way
through.
That's an angry drive.
Yeah, it's great, though. How do you do that for five hours?
Mount Joy.
What do you mean, how do you not do it for 5 hours when you're driving? It's the best.
It's just exhausting. Yeah.
No.
I would do Mount Joy.
I don't know Mount Joy.
Yeah. I really like Mount Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Christian band? It sounds like it.
No.
No.
No. It is not. It's more of a drug-addled band.
Okay.
But it's...
Boy, the Chris and Amy show.
Surprisingly drug-addled.
yes. Come get high with us tomorrow at 10.
Shockingly so.
Yeah, no, kind of like, I don't want to say folksy rock, but like they are perfect at Red Rocks, and they do. They'll sell out Red Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, they'll do two shows and sell out right away. They're really good.
Have you been to Red Rocks?
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I toured it, but I've not been for a concert.
It's fun.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going Counting Crows.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Of everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
My love of the Beatles and Queen. And yeah, I would, it's to me the most listenable mm-hmm. for a long period of time.
I don't think I would have even put them, I would have thought that would have been in your top 50.
It's not for most people.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
And I was a late adopter. Like, I still to this day hate Mr. Jones and Me. And I remember hearing that when it first came out and being like, I hate this band.
Yeah.
But their other stuff is so great.
You know what, though? A lot of mainstream bands, it takes me a while. Like, bands that are now mainstream, it took me some time to adopt it. Like, I wouldn't like them at first. And then I kind of got, Muse was one of them. The first couple songs I heard, I didn't like.
All right. I may have changed my call. Because I'm very emotional with music, right? It's like what you're in the mood for. I think today, if I had to get in the car, I actually might do Chris Stapleton. I might listen to Chris Stapleton all the way there. Because it's the mix of like rocky, but then slow, country.
I've only heard a couple of his songs, and he blows me away.
He's amazing,
a huge talent. But I've not heard his original stuff much. I've heard like his covers.
He's a good songwriter. He's really an incredible singer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not so much like, it's not twangy country. It's a southern rock vibe.
It's not the bro country.
So would it be Muse?
No, I think I'd probably go Radiohead.
Oh, that's such a good one.
It's a good call.
Yeah, they got a million albums.
Oh, I love Radiohead. They're one of my favorites. Mm.
Top to bottom.
Music-wise, Kevin, who would you least want to drive to Chicago with if you had to trade off?
Of what was just said? Chris Stapleton.
Oh man!
I can't do country.
I thought it's not Radiohead would wear you out.
No, I can. It's at least rock adjacent. Like it's rock, but it's not heavy. But I mean, it's in the same universe, and the same thing. Like same thing with Counting Crows. It's like it's at least in that universe. But
yeah. I'm with you. I just can't. We talked about this before. I've given country a lot of opportunities.
No shame on anybody else because I'm sure they listen to hear my stuff and say that's ridiculous. I get you. You're probably right.
But there's nuance here because I have no other country artists. Like, I don't know what new country is. I like Chris Stapleton because I think he's totally different than a Carrie Underwood type country. That I would throw myself out of.
I think we all know that each of your answers to that question is me.
Oh.
I would throw myself out of the car.
But not for the music.
Well, it's both. Yeah, it's both. Yeah.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.